I understand.
Easy 105.9. And 100.7.
I used to call you.
You're home for relaxation. It's 9:32 and it's Wednesday. It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from Strand Urgent Care and South Strand Internis. Every week we talk with Dr. Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandergrift. Now, over the years that we've done this show, we've done numerous shows on salt levels, sodium levels in our blood, and all the problems that can cause. Today, we're going to be talking about sugar levels in our blood and how more common it may be than you think and how dangerous that could be. Good morning, Dr. Vandergrift.
Good morning.
I guess the medical term for this, hyperglycemia, I do know for a fact that this can lead to very, very serious problems like diabetes. There's some other things that can be signs and symptoms. We're going to talk about that at first. Before we get right into it, though, let's mention some of the dangers, because I mentioned diabetes, and I know that that's just one of many other things that this could lead to serious health problems. What are some of the other things that can happen if you have too much sugar in your blood?
Well, it's a very common problem that we see. Anything over 100 on your blood sugar level is considered abnormal. And when we are doing routine testing, one of the reasons why we recommend fasting blood sugar or fasting blood test is because a random blood sugar is going to be higher than a fasting blood sugar. And so we want to do a fasting blood sugar to try to determine, are you a diabetic or not? And so anything over 100 is considered elevated, but the studies show that anything over 126 fasting is considered diabetes.
Now, that's pretty serious. Now, let's mention this, because, you know, we talk a lot about diabetes and weight gain and that kind of stuff, but you get more about being overweight than you think about the actual, and you hear about the sodium levels, the sugar levels. And I'm guessing that it's pretty easy for the sugar to get elevated, and certainly here in the United States with our diet. So many sweet things, so much sugar added to foods, and then think about soft drinks. You say, well, I drink tea. Do you sweeten your tea? It seems like it's pretty easy, if you're not paying attention, for this to become a problem in a person who's not really overweight and you know, really has no other signs or symptoms of having a problem. It seems like it could sneak up on you.
Well, that's true. Now, a normal person that does not have any trouble processing sugars can eat a bag of sugar and never have a problem with it. But with the obesity that we have in this country, that develops insulin resistance. So typically your body will increase the amount of insulin that it produces to handle a sugar load when we eat, snack, whatever. But a diabetic is not able to increase their insulin production, and that's why their sugars are high. The other thing happens is they may produce insulin, but their insulin isn't utilized effectively. And so that's called insulin resistance. And that's another reason why, from that, the abdominal fat around the organs, and the insulin can't get into the organs to be utilized correctly.
Okay, so I've heard of insulin, and as far as diabetes, I didn't really know what that was all about. Now I'm starting to understand it better. One thing that I notice is you never hear anybody say, you know, I'm feeling like I've got some diabetes. I might head over to the doctor and get my blood sugars checked. It sounds like something that people may not be coming in and saying, can we check my blood sugar levels? It's something that doctors are noticing when they are being told that their patients are developing other signs and symptoms.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is an article that I was reading recently that was discussing several of the symptoms that may indicate high or uncontrolled blood sugars. And that could include frequent infections, could be skin infections, urinary tract infections, vaginal infections, increased urination, and increased thirst, and those go together. So the high blood sugars create this increased amount of thirst, and so you're drinking more, and by default, you're going to be urinating more. You may have an increase in your appetite, but not really gaining weight. In fact, you may have unexplained weight loss. Some people have a fruity or sweet-smelling breath with very high sugars. And you can develop tingling and numbness in your extremities. You know, diabetes and having high blood sugars increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, increases the risk of eye disease, kidney disease.
Really?
So these are all complications of uncontrolled blood sugars.
Well, I didn't realize it was that extensive. Now, the good news as far as the diagnosis goes is that you can just run a simple blood test to figure this out, right? You said it was a simple test, over 100, you've got sugar. So once you do the blood test, it's pretty easy to diagnose and start the treatment.
That's right. So the blood sugar is one of the tests that we utilize, and then there's also a hemoglobin A1C test. And so the hemoglobin A1C is a marker of how much sugar has been in your bloodstream over the last 3 months.
Wow.
And we use that sort of to determine how high has the sugars been. Okay, if we do a blood test and it's 130 that morning, well, that just tells me that morning your sugar was a high, but what's it been running over the last 3 months? And an A1C greater than 5.9 is considered abnormal. Actually, 5.7 is the cutoff, but anything in the 6 range may mean that you are diabetic and need medications.
You mean that you're already a diabetic?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, now if it's a mild case, let's start there. I'm assuming that you're probably just going to say, hey, we just need to modify your diet. We don't really need to get into drugs and that kind of thing. Or am I wrong?
Typically, we will give the patients the opportunity, if you're overweight, start an exercise program, weight loss, get the diet under control. And we all know that the sugary foods that we eat, but what we may not realize is the carbohydrates and starches get converted to sugars. So your breads, your pastas, rice, potatoes, those get converted to sugars. And so those are more likely to cause high sugars as well.
Well, there you go. And that's one more way that it can really sneak up on you. So in the more severe cases, though, where you say, hey, we're going to obviously have to do some lifestyle and diet changes, but I'm sure there's drugs or something like that. I don't know about insulin. But so in the severe cases, can you do this? Can you give them something that'll get it back down and hopefully they don't have to be on that medication the rest of their life? Or is it a physical condition where, you know, your body's going to be like this for the rest of your life? You're going to have to be on this medication for the rest of your life.
In the case of obesity and the insulin resistance, many times patients can get their diet under control, lose weight, exercise, and oftentimes come off of medications if they are high enough that they need to start a medicine. But in a family history situation, they're less likely to be successful in that. You know, diet and exercise and weight loss is still the foundation of staying healthy overall. But if there's family history, there's a good chance that you're going to need medications for the rest of your life to control it.
Well, that brings up a great point. So is this hereditary? I guess it could happen to anybody if they don't watch their diet and their exercise. But, I mean, are other people more, you know, predisposed to developing this?
Definitely a genetic link. At some point in the family history, someone had to be first, but definitely a genetic link. And, you know, this is a common problem. There's studies show that there's probably millions of people that have diabetes and don't even know it. Diabetes is responsible for 10 to 15% of deaths worldwide.
Wow.
And there's lots of people that have diabetes. According to the studies, you're going to have high sugars for about 1 to 2 years before you even realize you have the symptoms of diabetes. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of doctors encourage you to have a physical once a year and get blood work.
Well, see, this is why we do the show, because you say high blood sugar or hyperglycemia. First thing that comes to mind is too much sugar in our diets. I never even think about the pasta and all the carbohydrates that get converted that way. So it certainly should be a topic of conversation for folks with their healthcare providers, and folks especially maybe if you've noticed some symptoms that you're not sure what's causing. Talk to your healthcare provider, and if you don't have one, remember you can always call Strand Urgent Care. They're located in the Carolina Forest section of Myrtle Beach, right off of International Drive, and they are open 7 days a week. You can phone them, 843-945-3030, 945-3030. It's hyperglycemia. Or you can just say, hey, I heard something on the radio about this high blood sugar. I want to ask you a few questions about it. Also, a reminder, these shows are now available to you 24 hours a day online as podcasts at the South Strand.